What's going down, world? Episode 2 just landed. This is Michael Madal Speaks. Appreciate you for tuning in. I'm here. I'm clear. I'm happy. I'm here to talk to you about something really important today that's been working in my life in a way that's really incredible. And, you know, a lot of people have been out here talking about the law of attraction, which I definitely believe is a real thing. I see it working in my life, and I also see the opposite. So this is also like a little bit of a disclaimer to all you guys and girls out there, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful souls, and it's also a message back to myself that we need to monitor our thought process. What does that mean? What does it mean to monitor your thought process? So I look at that like we need to take a third eye view, right? We need to take a third person's perspective on our mind. So with that being said, you know, listen to yourself. What are you telling yourself? What are you calling into your existence? Do you find yourself constantly surrounded with love, constantly surrounded with positive energy, people that lift you up, people that want to see you do better? Or are you seeing yourself constantly surrounded by people who are leeching off you, people who want to drain your energy, people who want to take from you, right? Or sometimes I've even experienced a combination of the two because I'm so, you know, confused on my own energy that I'm putting out to the world. So I just wanted to put that awareness out there on the radio show and let people know like how important that is, because literally the thoughts that you are thinking in your mind eventually are going to reflect your physical reality. I've seen it happen over and over again. If I don't believe I can do something, if I don't believe I can lift that bar, I won't lift that bar. But if I believe I can lift it, even if it's heavier than anything I've ever lifted before, something comes inside of myself, inside of my soul, inside of my body, even physically, and allows me to lift it up. So this is a quick little 2.5 minute jump on, jump off. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is just the beginning. Love, peace. Thank you for listening to Michael Madal Speaks. I'll be right back after this brief message, all right? Yo, what's going down? We're back. It's Michael Madal Speaks, Michael Madal Radio. So we just talked about mind over matter. So I named this channel Mind Equals Matter because that's truly the fact of the matter is your mind is going to create the matter in front of you. Your mind is going to create the reality in front of you. So what are we feeding that mind? And what is it going to create? Because it's all aligned and it's all equals too. So it's super duper important to monitor the mind. It's super important to create a mind that's super strong, that's super durable, that's actually thinking thoughts of positivity, thinking thoughts that you're actually satisfied with and of your desires that you desire to see in this reality, because the fact is, it's going to happen. As long as you do the action, it's going to happen. So action equals happen, right? Mind equals matter, action equals happen, because thoughts that just revolve around our head, if we don't do anything, they are just thoughts. And that's an important distinguishment that has taken me a long time to realize as well, is the difference between a thought and an action. Because I swear I could have convinced myself that I did certain things that really I didn't. I might have done them in my head. I might have thought about doing them, but I didn't really physically do them. And the physicality of it all, that's where the recognition can really become very special. And it's not even about the recognition of self from the external, but what it is the recognition from a power greater than within ourselves and outside of ourselves and within ourselves and outside of ourselves that is the reward. You know, there is no physical trophy. Sometimes the trophy, excuse me, let me retract from that. There is a physical trophy. You're the physical trophy. Your kids, your wife. Those are the physical trophies. They don't hand you a gold medal for being a great person. You know, unless you're, you know, with the exception of a few really great people, you know. So sometimes it is true. You know, we have some amazing people that, you know, also receive something that's more along those lines. But the point is, it's just a deeper point to it is we need to act unconditionally out of love with zero expectation back, and that is what creates just an incredible wave, ripple effect movement of just love, light, peace, love, unity, respect, you know, bringing it back to what that whole statement was supposed to be and what it can be as long as we keep putting those thoughts out there and those actions out there. So I'm just going to keep giving you that juice, keep giving you that gas, keep giving you that energy to create the life of your dreams. I love you guys. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.